This is Parsha Kisita. Few inyanim. I'd like to start with a inyan machshava, which I think is very nagei lamaisa to everybody, and it's really probably the main question we should have in the Parsha Se'egel. What are we supposed to learn from the Egel? What's the lesson? The simple lesson that we're supposed to learn from the Maisa Egel. What's the one lesson? Don't take your wife's jewelry. What? Stay away from Avodah Zarah. I think everyone has classed this pretty well at staying away at least from that type of Avodah Zarah.
Patience
to wait. There's a sefer, Eitzes Vadrachis, from Rabbi Yaakov Greenwald, from Muncie. It's mostly letters in the Steifler on Inyonim of Eitzes and Haggis. He has one small section which he calls Tu'uyais Hashrichais, common mistakes that people make, and he has a list of eight common errors that people make. And the eighth is a mistake which I think a trap that many of us fall into many times, and certainly by the Maisa Egel, it's something they fell into. And I'll read you the Tos, the way he spells it out. He's not talking about the Egel, he's talking about a Tos Hashchiach, an error that very often that people make. He says the mistake is that people think Shalachol Baya Umatziv Kosha Ba'olam Yesh Pisra in the Tshuva. We tend to feel that anytime there's a problem, there's some answer to the question. We have a problem, what do we do? There's got to be an answer. There has to be some way out of the problem. If a person can't find an answer to a problem, if not, so things are nairamai, things are shreklach. Which means that every time something happens, every time there's a difficulty, every time there's a problem, every time there's something which upsets us, there's a feeling that we have to always be able to come up with an answer. We know from learning that we say, "Kana kasha shtarmanish." We have a kasha, so we comply with a kasha. We all know how many times that we have a rishayim that they say tzarichin, they comply with a tzarichin. And their whole life they remain with a tzarichin. They never wrote any yishuv to a kasha. Well, Gemara, that vibes kushya. Gemara says shver. We're all accustomed to it. Do you ever try mahavdil? Do you ever open a biology book or a chemistry book or a social studies book? It says tzarichin. I'll say something the tzarichin. I mean, maybe occasionally, but it's not a mahalach for a person to write a science book. They'll say tzarichin. You know, a patient comes to the doctor, he says, "I don't feel well." He says, "Yeah, it's a good kasha, I don't know." You know, a doctor, like, he has to come up with an answer. Even if he doesn't know the answer, he's got to make his best estimate of an answer. He's got to come up with an answer. In a practical world, people feel always that they have to have an answer. But not every problem has an answer. Not every question has a yishuv. Not every difficulty has... Sometimes it's a difficulty, you don't see a way out. Machinami. So, if an akasha start minish, the person could live with akasha. The person could go on with akasha. It's not, it's a different mahalach. It's a mahalach that you can move on. He explains, what are the problems with this toes? So, Beaker, he mentions two things. First of all, he says that if you think you have to have an answer to every problem, to every difficulty, so it brings a person to Bahala. Because not every difficulty has an answer. Not every problem has a yishuv. There's not an obvious way out of anything. And a person thinks that he has to be able to find a way out, and he doesn't. It brings him to Bahala, it brings him to... a person get depressed from it. A person knows that not every difficulty has an answer. So then you can have nuchas and nefesh. And worse, he says, that when a person thinks he has to have an answer, So he's going to push to come up with an answer which is not the right one. I mean, if it's the obvious correct way, mahalach, so it'll come easily. But if he can't find an obvious, clear mahalach, so then he's going to push and push, and he'll end up with a mahalach that's not the right mahalach. So that's a big sakana. Sometimes a person has to recognize that there's a difficulty, a problem, and he doesn't see a way out, and the person can move on. It's better to have no answer, no mahalach, than to have a bad mahalach. The Torah says that Klal Yisrael sinned by the eagle. We're taught that really it was just the Erev Rav. Just the Erev Rav. It wasn't Klal Yisrael. So what happened to Klal Yisrael? The Erev Rav came up with the idea of the eagle. And what was the rest of Klal Yisrael doing? I mean, what were they? They were all standing there. The Klal Yisrael was punished. So what's with all these chazals that it was only the Erev Rav? It was only the Erev Rav. Well, it was all Klal Yisrael was there. There was a problem. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? 40 days, he didn't come down. There's a big kasha. It's a good kasha. So what's the mahalach? So the only people that had a mahalach were the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav were not the chashuv people in Klal Yisrael. But you see, nobody else had a better teretz. Everybody else was standing around, scratching their heads, without a teretz. And the Erev Rav, they had a mahalach. So there's a problem. And nobody has a mahalach, and only there's one mahalach. So maybe you fall into the mahalach. Maybe you fall into it. But that's only because the person thinks he has to have a mahalach. Sometimes a person could think that he doesn't have to have, doesn't have to be a mahalach. In my lifetime, I'll never know if this is true, but I had this old theory that we have some quasi Kabbalah. That Mashiach has to come by the year 6000. It's Emes, it's not Emes, the Jews say it. That Mashiach has to come by the year 6000. Maybe it is true, maybe it's not true, I don't know. The years that we count, when we count this year as Toshin Samach Dalid, I once explained that we're off by a year. This is really Toshin Samach Gimel from Bria Sailam. Our method of counting is off by a year, which is the reason that we write in Ashtaris, Shnas, Toshin Samach Aleph, Laminyan Shanu Moinen Kan, Brooklyn, New York. We write in the Ksuba, or Neged. So we write the way we're counting here, but it's not really correct. Really, for Bria Sailam, it's not 5,000. If you count all the years, you won't come up with. You'll see that we're a year off. It's really Toshin Samach Gimel this year, not Toshin Samach Aleph. So I had this Mashava that this is all a plan that the year 6,000 is going to come. It's going to be a replay of the Eagle. But the eagle, it came to 40 days, they counted 40 days, and after 40 days, then they had a big kasha. So they had a big kasha, so they didn't have an answer. So what they should have said is, from the kasha shtabinish, from the kasha, you go on with life. And they didn't. Instead, they had to come up with an eitz. They came up with this eitz. What? The 70-year cheshbon was also a bad cheshbon. But I'm saying the year 6000, if there's such a Kabbalah, so the year 6000 is going to come. Klal Yisrael is going to think it's the year 6000. So I'll have a kasha. What happened? Mashiach's not here. So really, it's just like there was a day off the whole cheshbon. Now it's also a year. It's a year off. It might be a replay of the old Messiah who come. And the question will be the same thing. But a kasha, what do you do? Mashiach's supposed to be here. The year 6000 is not here. So it'll be the same. Be the same Messiah all over again. From a kasha, a person could live with a kasha. It's not from a kasha, a person could has to learn that sometimes you can have a kasha and you could live with a kasha, and you don't have to come up with an eitzah for every problem that crosses your way. It could be times that there are problems, there are difficulties, and what do? You don't know. It's not the end of the world. You don't know. It's also a mahalach achayim. We're mitzvah the halachta bidrachav. To try as much as we can to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, to be sure, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knows the answers to all the kashas. I'm not sure I have to say by Bari Olam that he remains with a kasha. But nevertheless, the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Megala himself to us is totally behester upon him. I think we once had a Rav Tzaddik, this concept that that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, all the questions about Mahusa Yisbarach, all the famous questions like how do you make Yediyah and Bechira Shtim, Betasa Shtim, so they have a lot of different terutzim in them. And there's no one straight Mahalach for understanding what it means to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Gemara says Rabbeinu Shel Olam Davids. All the questions of Mahusa Yisbarach, there's no answer. Because Takav Alakta Vidracham, the Rabbi Shalom is also Megala himself in a veil which remains with Kashis. And a person has to know that sometimes in life a person remains with a Kash. A person doesn't know how's he going to solve this problem. I don't know. So a person goes on. Instead of finding the wrong answers, people have to just go on doing the right thing and finding a way for things to work out. How things will work out, I don't know. Happens all the time to people. They have problems, and because they don't have the right answer, they put the blame in the wrong place, and they dig themselves into deeper holes than they have. And they have people who earn a parnasa and it doesn't cover their bills. So they have a big problem. They're not making enough money to pay their bills. It seems that a lot of people in the world, no matter what they make, they just need another $2 to pay all their bills. Like they just, they're making $40,000 a year, $100,000 a year. You know, the bills are just a little more than what they make. What's the problem? What do you do? So they look for, there has to be some answer to the problem. You can't just, so usually they blame their wives. It's usually the way it is. Because in my city, women spend most of the money. For those of you who do not yet know, the women spend most of the money, and men and husbands don't always agree. Wives and husbands and wives generally don't always agree on everything, so they blame. It's mamshim to my sake all over again. They have a problem. They don't know where to put the blame. So they have to find something. So who are you going to put the blame on? You can't put the blame on your friend. He doesn't spend your money. Right. So you put the blame somewhere else. You have to find an answer, and you dig yourself into a bigger problem than you had originally. Not every matzav needs a teretz. Things have a way of working out, one way or the other. Things generally have a way of working out. If they don't work out, so it'll work out that way also. Say, I once read an essay by Lewis Thomas, was a doctor turned writer in his old age. He once wrote an essay for some op-ed page, and it was a big hit, and then, like, he had a second career. He started writing and writing and writing until he started writing things that didn't make sense, and they fell apart. But for a while, he was a brilliant essayist. So he once wrote an essay about the secret that doctors have. The secret is that most things get better by themselves. So what you just have to tell them, if the patient doesn't want you to tell them, it's going to get better by itself. So you have to tell the patient something like drink a lot of fluids and rest up a lot, and you have to say something. But you have to say something over a period of time. You know, you say, do this and this for 2-3 days. So most things over 2-3 days get better by themselves. You know, even being shikker gets better by itself after 2-3 days. Right? It's most things just get better by themselves. So that's like the secret, the doctor's secret. And most things just get better by themselves, and you just have to find something to say in the meantime, you'll be a good doctor. It helps to have a little education in medicine also, but that's at least it's a very true thing. It's, a lot of yeshuas come very often where you don't expect it to come from. A person has to try to look for aitzahs, but to think that everything has to have an aitzah and then to settle for something, that's a toss. And the aside, has a person, how does a person go about living a life without an answer to everything? So Chazal b'Chachmasam said, "Chachma b'Goyim Tamin, Torah b'Goyim Al Tamin." What's Chachma and what's Torah? Chachma is the Chachma Sahailam. General Chachma, Chachma b'Goyim is all Tikkun Olam things. It's all things that have to do with making the world run right. That's the chachma. I'm talking about good chachma by the guy. The chachma by the guy is there has to be Tikkun Olam. The world has to run properly, has to run smoothly, and that's what Tikkun Olam is all about. Torah by the guy al tam, and Torah is something else. Torah is that behavior is not based on Tikkun Olam or what makes the world run right. Behavior is based on Torah, on Ratzon Hashem, on an unchanging Ratzon Hashem. So that there are two different types of chachma: the chachma of a guy and the chachma of a yid are two different types of chachma. A guy's chachma is geared towards running the world smoothly. So if 100 years ago the world ran smoothly, when everyone assumed that a man has to marry a woman, a man can't marry a man, so that made everyone happy, so the world ran that way. If 100 years later, doing things that way is going to make a big tumult, and everybody will be quieter if you just say things differently, so then they'll change things, they'll say things differently. Because there's nothing to do with Ratzon Hashem, there's nothing to do with any Das Elyon. It has to do with doing things right, with doing things the way that people could live together. You know, people have to live together. I'm telling you, a good guy, it's Tikkun Olam. A yid lives just for Torah B'Gaim, it's Ratzon Hashem. Now, if your goal is everyone should Tikkun Olam, so you have to find an answer for things. You can't leave things with a kasha. You're missing. If the goal is to do Ratzon Hashem, so there are times where a person, if you don't know what to do, you don't do. You don't know what to do. This is the Briskerov's letter. Briskerov has a letter in which he answers the kasha, that the truth is the ritual is the kasha first. Ger Toshev, what's a Ger Toshev? A guy who's a Ger Toshev, what is he? Ger Toshev is someone who's Makabel, Hashem Mitzvah B'nei Nayach, in front of Bezdin or in front of Yidden. As they go in front of Bezdin or in front of Free Yidden, and be Makabel, Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Nayach. So everyone asks, what do you mean he's Makabel, Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Nayach? He's Makhuyiv even without a Kabbalah, he's Makabel. He's Makhuyiv even Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Nayach anyway. I mean, he's Makabel. He's Makabel to be a Yid, he needs a Kabbalah. What does it mean a Kabbalah? So Briskerov, everyone tries to find, those who try to say Torah usually try to find nafgaminis. That Sheva Mitzvahs, you mechayiv in one gather. If you're Makabel, you're mechayiv in Dabizrayu, you mechayiv in more things. The Briskerov says, no, it's the same Sheva Mitzvahs. If a guy does it because the Tikkun Olam, he doesn't kill and he doesn't steal, because Tikkun Olam, he thinks these things are bad, or they're logical to him, he's a guy. He's not a Ger Toshev. He can keep all Sheva Mitzvahs, but he's not a Ger Toshev. If a guy keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach because he's Makabel to do Ratzon Hashem, that's Ger Toshev. The word Ger implies the difference between a Yid and a guy. The goal is Ratzon Hashem. You don't need an Eitzah for everything. You can have a kasha, you can have a problem, and you go on. The goal is Ratzon Hashem, and it's a different story. So this is a Toros HaShkiach, which is Ma'akiv happiness by a lot of people. Prevents a lot of people from being happy. They have a problem in their lives, and wherever they go, that's all they're thinking about. Things they enjoy normally, they can't enjoy because they have this problem lurking. And I'm not saying it's not a problem, it's a real problem. They have a real problem and it's lurking in their future, and something is going to be a problem, and now they can't enjoy life. They can't even enjoy eating a meal. They're all fadaiget about their problems that they don't have answers for. A person has a problem, a person will believe as best he can to come up with a good eitzah. If a person doesn't have an eitzah, doesn't have a derech, so he waits for one. It shouldn't consume the person. Because when it consumes a person, it does not bring to a good te'alas. It brings to eitzahs that are not eitzahs, it brings to false eitzahs. That's the chet ha'egel. The chet ha'egel is, you don't have a teretz, and you think you have to force a teretz. Don't force teretz. Don't force things. If things don't go smoothly, don't force it. Let it go. You know, we say mishtuk nisht. Don't force. Don't push. You don't have a teretz. So you wait patiently for you have a problem. You wait patiently for an answer to your problem. Somehow it'll come from somewhere. If it doesn't come.